Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, December 25th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabweans celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ today, but with companies closing, bonuses delayed, and many still unemployed, some religious leaders say that may be a good thing.
Christmas is about celebrating Jesus coming into the world. And why did Jesus come into the world? Not only to save sinners, but to preach the gospel of peace.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents are claiming lives this festive season are occurring after hours.
We have already deployed the blessing. We are monitoring all bus terminals in the country. We are monitoring all highways and feeder roads. And we are also conducting patrols in the residential areas.
And the purge of ZANU-PF officials suspected of links with sacked former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is escalating, with Mashonaland Central Province now seeking the recall of 15 parliamentarians.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents that are claiming lives this festive season are occurring after hours. Police spokesman Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati says motorists should also respect traffic regulations as the death toll continues to rise this festive season, claiming 64 lives so far compared to 56 during the same period last year. 443 people have been injured so far, up from 293 last year. On Christmas Eve, road accidents claimed 17 lives. Superintendent Nyati also told Studio 7 that statistics indicate that night driving coupled with human error is contributing to the number of accidents.
Maswingo Province recorded the highest number, with 15 people killed, followed by Matabeleland South Province, in which 10 people have died so far, while Harare and Mashonaland East Province recorded 8 deaths each. Mashonaland Central Province has the least number of fatalities, with one person killed. Chief Superintendent Nyati told Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that all motorists must observe the rules of the road to avoid accidents.
We are saying all motorists, their private or public safety vehicles, must observe all road rules and regulations. They must not speed, they must respect passengers, and at the end of the day, contribute towards the prevention of road accidents on our highways. People have got concerns, where they've got complaints, they can phone us on 703-631, and they will take action against anyone, whether it's a member of the public or any member of the police whom they think he has not acted according to the dictates of the Zimbabwe Republic Police.
Are you deploying officers during this festive season? How are you going to ensure the safety of the public?
We have already deployed the blessing. We are monitoring all bus terminals in the country. We are monitoring all highways and feeder roads. And we are also conducting patrols in the residential areas, industrial and farming areas. So what we are appealing out there is for maximum cooperation from the public. We want each and every person to play a part towards this holiday. At the end of the day, we reduce carnage, we reduce crime. So that's our message to the public.
And that was Police Spokesman Chief Superintendent Paul Nyati speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
I'm Councillor Ben Manyenyeni, Mayor of Harare. It's that time of the year when we celebrate the birth of Christ. The Christmas season is upon us. I wish all the residents of the city, all your listeners, a very Merry Christmas. We look forward to a more successful 2015. 2014 has been a particularly bad year for a lot of people. We look forward to a happier and more promising 2015 in particular. My heart goes out to those in our hospitals. Some of them will spend Christmas in bed. I wish them recovery. I wish them much comfort and confidence as they try and come out of their terms. And hopefully next year they'll be well and part of their normal life.
Chinoy Deputy Mayor Derek Mutapuri today accused some ZANU-PF members of abusing goods donated to old people and orphans in the town for the festive season, saying this has destroyed the spirit of Christmas in the struggling communities. Arthur Chigoriwa has more from the Mashonaland West Provincial Capital.
Speaking at the end of a ceremony of Christmas presents at the Good Shepherd Orphanage Center in Chinoy today, Deputy Mayor Councillor Derek Mutapuri of ZANU-PF said it is disheartening that some politicians were following them and confiscating goods donated to the elderly and the orphans. There were no MDCT officials at the ceremony, and those conducted for comment were not picking up or their mobile phones were out of reach. But Councillor Mutapuri said the trend was shocking.
To make sure that my intended beneficiaries of these goods will get them and will benefit from them, so that the people that are also donating will also continue to have faith. Why just simply go and buy donate instead of the things of the things which I just need through so she can continue to draw to her chain? We start this year, so on the last start of the year. So this is one area that we are concerned about, but we are very, very sure about it.
Councillor Mutapuri sentiments were shared by the founder of Chengetai Old People's Home, Florence Ndovu, who is better known in the community as Ambuya Howard. Ambuya Howard publicly accused and named the word ZANU-PF chairman in the area, whom he said is forcibly trying to run the home, adding the same official, who was not readily available for comment, was in the habit of visiting the sender and taking donated goods for his own use.
Yesterday, there was somebody who was here by the name Chauke. He says he's a clerk. Whilst he has never been a clerk, he was just a committee member, which he is not supposed to come and abuse me when I'm the founder of the home. Otherwise, I do everything for them, and they do take all the books of me.
Word for Councillor Ignatius Shigadza said it was said that some politicians have become so greedy to the extent of neglecting the needy in the communities.
It actually came to my knowledge that such allegations have been there. But what we have actually done from the investigations that I've done, we have discovered that the last elections were actually held in February 2011. But according to the Constitution, the elections are supposed to be held every 2 years, which in essence means that elections should have been held around February 2013.
Councillor Mutapuri donated goods worth $2,000 to three old people's homes and one orphanage in Chinoy today. Zimplus donated $5,000 to the Chinoy Mayor's Christmas Cheer Fund. The money will be shared among the four senders that received the festive goodies today. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.
Happy holidays, Zimbabwe. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington, D.C. Hoping you are having a fantastic time with family and friends. Yes, hoping that 2015 will be filled with new blessings and new opportunities. Continue to tune in to Studio 7 for news you can rely on.
Merry Christmas, baby.
With companies closing, bonuses delayed, and many Zimbabweans unemployed, gift-giving and receiving is not like it used to be. But some of the country's religious leaders say maybe that's a good thing. Studio 7's Ndimiyake Mwakalele reports.
As families and friends around the world celebrate Christmas, central to the gathering is food, laughter, gifts, music, and dancing. Not all meeting the approval of Executive Director of the Institute for Social Transformation, Reverend Useni Sibanda.
The whole Christmas thing has become very commercial. People are now focusing on shopping, clothes. In fact, people are even focusing on partying, drinking more. You have huge parties that are being set up here in Bulawayo, big DJs from South Africa that are coming. So that becomes the main thing for people.
Father Paul Gwese, an Anglican priest with the Harare Diocese, agrees in condemnation.
It's
a pity that people are forgetting that Christmas is not about Father Christmas. It's not about drinking and, you know, doing all sorts of things.
The religious figures say while they don't wholly object to the merrymaking, they say it has usurped the real reason for the Christmas celebration, which dates back to the birth of a baby boy about 2,000 years ago in a little town called Bethlehem. Reverend Sibanda says the occasion calls for reflection.
The reason for Christmas was the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is God himself becoming a human like us and staying among us, dwelling among us.
In agreement, Apostle Midian Dube of the Foundation of Life International Ministries adds,
it is a time for us to share the love of God. It is a time to remember the love that was given unto us.
Charity Mvere, who heads the Christian Counseling and Depression Trust in Bulawayo, says a people go overboard in celebrating Christmas, often because they are hiding pain and suffering. She says no amount of gifts, however, can relieve this the way Jesus can.
As a Christian organization, we recognize Christ is the source of every form of comfort, the source of our hope. So we are saying that Christ is the greatest gift that you can give to someone.
To this point, Father Gwese issues this challenge.
My clarion call is, let's get back to the basics of what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about celebrating Jesus coming into the world. And why did Jesus come into the world? Not only to save sinners, but to preach the gospel of peace.
Acknowledging that people at times turn to partying and drinking during Christmas to overcome the pain of missed opportunities, split of families, and the harsh economic and social realities of life in Zimbabwe, Apostle Dube urges people to remain hopeful and faithful.
The Bible says we must not worry ourselves about anything, but in all things we must make our request known unto him in prayer. Even if the situation is like in Zimbabwe, we still need to know that God is in control. It's a season that we are going through, and this season will soon be over.
Father Gwese of the Anglican Church in Harare says it's also possible that people are not focusing on God during this time because the church has failed to stand up against injustices that infringe on people's lives.
I want to admit that we have failed as a church. Africa at the present moment is under threat from the gospel of prosperity. We cannot talk of prosperity when we have not talked about the causes of poverty in Africa. The church should be actually be the strongest propagator of justice and equality. So we can't keep on preaching the utopian gospel that people can suffer in this world and they will enjoy life in the year after.
Adding to why Jesus is not central to Christmas celebrations, Reverend Sibanda also adds some churches are not always accessible on Christmas Day.
Some of our churches, unfortunately, particularly in Zimbabwe, they don't even open on Christmas, which is, for me, the very unfortunate thing, because I think that's the time when all the churches should be open, when all the pastors should be working on Christmas Day, so that people really remember the reason for this season.
Father Gwese says his church is not guilty of this and is, in fact, counting on its open doors to bring back the real spirit of Christmas.
We never close, we never go on holiday because God does not rest. This is what we are simply reminding people tonight, that Christmas is about Jesus.
Reporting for Studio 7 from Washington and wishing you a Merry Christmas, this is Ndimyake Mwakalielie.
The page of ZANU-PF officials is suspected of links with sacked former Vice President Joyce Mujuru is escalating, with Mashonaland Central Province now seeking the recall of 15 parliamentarians. Provincial Chairman Dickson Mafios told State Radio that the move is part of a restructuring exercise that will affect all branches of the party. This despite a directive by ZANU-PF Commissar Xavier Kasukwere that all suspensions and sackings should stop. Several top officials viewed a sympathetic to Mrs. Mujuru have already lost their positions in the party, including former spokesperson Rugare Gumbo and the Secretary for Administration Didmus Mutasa. Reporter Ntungamili Nkomo reached political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda, who says the ongoing infighting does not bode well for ZANU-PF.
They are creating a terrible precedent in the sense that this will now force other regions, other provinces to try and counterbalance Mashonaland and Central, because Mashonaland and Central does not necessarily represent the nation. It may be that one could say, well, they are talking about firing MPs from Mashonaland and Central and not from the rest of the country. But the total outcome of the what they are doing, them calling the shots, is that it then begins to show that actually they are telling the president what to do, or to appear as though they are doing that. And that is terribly dangerous for the president in the short term, but a lot more divisive in the long term in terms of whoever takes over from the president, if ever there is an outlook for succession.
Are these people building or destroying the party?
I think that because ZANU-PF is in power at the moment, because the presidency of the country is within ZANU-PF, and that we're talking of an African country, it usually doesn't matter how much very strong leader, just like Morgan Tsvangirai, if you like, was able to do away with the most significant and powerful members of his party and still remain strong. It would not necessarily matter how much changes President Mugabe makes within the party and how much pruning he does. But given that this is being done on the eve of what we think is the eve of some form of succession, where power is going to be shifted to somebody else, I think that this presents a very serious problem for the person who's going to take over, because it may eventually create a sizable opposition from within ZANU-PF made out of these disgruntled people who've been kicked out. That may in effect counterbalance whatever is inherited by the successor.
That was a political analyst Nkululeko Sibanda speaking with Ntungameli Nkomo on the line from England.
Hi, this is Ivan Chifera wishing you a Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015. May God bless you and your families.
Coming up,
we've got more from our listeners, Mailbag, Chris, later on, as it is Christmas, so we have to read their messages so they can hear them wherever they are, in the rural areas, in the cities, in the communities. Yeah.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
Pope Francis has delivered his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square, where he condemned what he called the brutal persecution of minorities by the Islamic State group that seized large parts of Syria and Iraq earlier this year.
Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians who today are celebrating the birth of Jesus.
The Pope discussed many of the major conflicts and crises going on in the world, urging peace in places like Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, and condemning last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan.
The Pope also offered blessings for the victims of Ebola, particularly the people of Liberia, Sierra Leone and Guinea, as well as for those providing care.
In the West Bank town of Bethlehem today, Christians gathered at the Church of the Nativity for services at the site where they believe Jesus was born.
The Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, Archbishop Foutal, led morning prayers attended by hundreds of people.
Traffic came to a halt in downtown Hong Kong yesterday when bundles of money flew out of a security van. Drivers and passers-by were not shy about taking advantage of the Christmas Eve windfall.
Local TV news footage showed people abandoning their cars and scrambling to pick up bills strewn across a busy 8-lane roadway.
Armed police arrived on the scene and shut down Gloucester Road, but not before some $2 million went missing.
People were seen walking away with bundles of $500 Hong Kong notes. Each Hong Kong 500 note is equivalent to about $65.
The global security company that is responsible for transporting the cash said an internal investigation is underway on how the money fell out of the van.
Today, local media reported about $460,000 had been returned to police.
And U.S. President Barack Obama played golf yesterday with a new and distinguished playing partner, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak.
Both Mr. Obama and Mr. Najib are vacationing in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, the U.S. president's birthplace.
And an African Union peacekeeping base in the Somali capital Mogadishu is under attack from militants.
Witnesses reported gunfire and explosions at the base, which is near the city's airport.
The Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility for the assault.
An Al-Shabaab spokesman told Reuters news service that Al-Shabaab fighters forced their way onto the base where gunfire was continuing.
At a time when many Zimbabweans, especially the youths, are facing hardships due to high unemployment, a young university graduate is making a name for herself and earning a living in the process through fashion designing. Correspondent Taurai Shava brings us more.
25-year-old Glesby Nyashanutre graduated from Africa University with a sociology degree in 2012. But unlike most college leavers who go job hunting upon graduation, Glesby, who says she realized her talent for designing clothes and drawing at an early age, decided to turn her gift into something she could earn a living from. Glesby has no formal training in fashion designing. She says she learned most of what she knows after dedicating 2 months to honing her raw talent through reading fashion design books as well as observing others already in the field.
Generally just applying and not getting responses and whatnot, it's really just frustrating, and I don't think I have much of strength to do that. So I decided to employ my talents and develop them and see how far I can go.
What comes to most people's minds when they hear about fashion designing are the apparently strange clothes, sometimes referred to as avant-garde, that are paraded on the catwalk. Glesby explains that such designs are mostly only for showcasing individual designers' artistic abilities. While she dabbles in such avant-garde designing once in a while, Glesby mainly concentrates on ready-to-wear clothes and says one of her main motivations is her desire to bring back a good fashion sense among Zimbabweans.
The one driving force that is really behind my wanting to be a designer is wanting to put sanity back into the clothing manufacturing industry in Zimbabwe. Because you go into the street and you will see all sorts of atrocities in the name of clothing, and I really want to make sure that people have like high fashion options. If you are going to work, you go to work looking on point.
She says the name of the label evokes a sense of progress that Africans have made in fashion from the time of wearing loin clothes up to the present day, where they wear modern clothes, including those with African print, like some of which she designs. Glesby says her role model is internationally acclaimed Venezuelan-born designer Carolina Herrera, whose designs she describes as simple but elegant. Although she follows international design trends, Glesby says she does not let them stifle her personal sense of creativity. Glesby describes herself as a conservative dresser, but says in her designing, she loves experimenting with various ideas. She says her designs are inspired by a number of things, including nature and culture.
My inspiration comes from nature and culture. You can see me looking at a tree, and trust me, it's not just me looking at a tree. It's me imagining a couple of designs from that tree.
Glesby designs clothes for both male and female youths who are in college or have just started their working life. She says she deliberately decided to focus on this group, as young people are the ones who are most keen to follow fashion trends, and also because she is young and sees the potential of her work growing with this age group. Although she readily agrees that times are hard for most ordinary Zimbabweans, Glesby maintains that one can still earn a living from being a fashion designer locally for as long as one remains disciplined about their work and price their products competitively.
You have to start off by charging a reasonable amount. Like, you charge a small amount that allows you to cover your overheads, that allows you to make some profit, maybe to make one or two more garments from it, and then pay for your labor as well. That is reasonable. And then you grow from there.
As a young, savvy person, Glesby mainly uses social media like Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter to market her designs. She also often wears some of her designs as a way of showing them off to potential clients. Besides the local market, Glesby has been able to get clients in neighboring South Africa as well as in the United Kingdom. At the moment, Glesby is working alone but intends to employ 3 people at the beginning of the coming year. Among some of the problems she faces is the difficulty to get capital finance that most aspiring business people face, the lack of good quality material due to the dumping of cheap imports from China, as well as the lack of entrepreneurial skills training.
If I had learned certain entrepreneurial skills in school, I would be way better off. But then you have to first deal with the mindset that tells you after you finish your schooling, you have to look for a job.
Clespie says it is counterproductive to sit back and moan about the problems that one faces in life. She says she is determined to become a designer of high fashion or couturier of note and hopes that within 2 years she will have established shops for her label locally as well as in South Africa and Namibia. Clespie, who can aptly be described as a rising star in fashion designing, is a good example that besides academic qualifications, one can use their natural talent to make it in life. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Taurai Shawa.
Hello, yes, my name is Blessing Mugwera. I want all my family members of Mugwera family and the extended of family, Mugwera or Harare, say Merry Christmas. This year is almost at the end. Maybe I forgot to say to you the following. I love you. I thank you. I miss you. I appreciate you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. God bless us all. I love and care about for you, for you've been such caring, loving, wonderful friend. I am taking this opportunity to say to you, Merry Christmas and a prosperous 2015. I thank you.
Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year to all my dear family and all the those who know me as Tatsuna Makuye Shavane.
Hi, I'm Nurse Marina Johnson. Wanna wish all my friends a Merry Christmas. My parents are there in Masinga. I was born and bred in Masinga Chiri district. Wanna wish all my fellas a Merry Christmas. All those money go home from here, Josie. I send you back. Those money go home to Zimbabwe. With them a Merry Christmas. Those who stay there, with them a Merry Christmas. We hope that God will do well for us for the coming year. Those who didn't manage to succeed in this past year, the must hope very well that God will do something better for them in the next year. Merry Christmas to you all, including you guys from Studio 7. I wish you a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy yourself. Thank you very much.
Christmas this year has lost its significance. Since people don't have money to spend, they do not get their salaries. It's very difficult. We are just moving around without anything superior to share with others. It's really difficult. I'm speaking from being.
My name is Obeti Komba, living in Timuriza. I'd like to greet all the Zimbabweans to have a Merry Christmas. And my family, Maika Piwa and my sister Piwa, the Zana family, the Mugabe family, the entire country and the whole world. I wish you to have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. I wish you a Happy New Year. I also like to thank you, the entire Studio 7 team. Keep up the standard job that you are doing to us. Thank you so much. Keep on giving us the true news from our lovely country. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris. Those were Studio 7 listeners who sent us their Christmas greetings via WhatsApp. Please continue to send in those greetings and also for New Year. And now we recap today's top stories.
Yes, Sandy, but before we do that, let's remind our listeners that today at 8:30 p.m. on Studio 7 Live Talk, our hosts and, of course, you we'll be discussing the listeners, about Christmas and related issues, Sandy.
Yes, please. So to join Placidus Jeremiah and Marvelous Mplanganya Wuye, please text us on 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios so you can tell us what is happening in Mashingo, in Chivu, in Dotito, in Nyakadeche, everywhere where you are. We want to hear how Christmas is proceeding.
Now a quick recap of today's top stories.
Zimbabweans celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ today, but with companies closing, bonuses delayed, and many still unemployed, some religious leaders say it may be a good thing.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is encouraging motorists to avoid traveling at night, saying most accidents are claiming lives this festive season, occurring after hours.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Sandra Nyaira in Washington.
And I'm Chris Gande, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. Good night, Zimbabwe.